In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
Well, some of your friends, your loved ones may have looked a little different today. You might have thought something was wrong. It's easy to make that mistake. Going through the grocery store, you see someone walking by and you notice they've got something on their forehead, a smudge of something. You go to work and maybe a coworker or two also has that smudge on their forehead. Maybe it's even in the shape of a cross of ashes. Of course, today is Wednesday, February the 17th, but it's not just any ordinary Wednesday. It's Ash Wednesday, beginning of the Christian observance of the season of Lent. We'll talk about that in about 10 minutes here on Issues, Etc. Why the ashes? Is Lent about feeling bad for Jesus, feeling sorry for Jesus? I think a lot of, even Christians who observe Lent, think that it's kind of a time to sympathize with poor Jesus. Not so. We'll find out why a little later in the program. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll spend the first 10 minutes listening to what you have to say from the Issues, Etc. comment line. Then we'll spend the rest of today's program talking about Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent. Our guest will be Dr. Paul Grimm of Concordia Theological Seminary. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at @IssuesETC. The Issues Etc. comment line is a feature of the program because it gives you a chance to talk back to us, to leave a message, a comment, a criticism, a suggestion, a question, and we try to respond to as many of these comments as we can. It's open 24/7, 365 days a year for anything you want to leave there. The comment line number is 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. It's nothing complicated. There's no one who answers and interrogates you. You just leave your message. You can leave it anonymously. We'd like to know who you are, where you're listening, if you're willing to tell us that. Criticisms, comments, questions, whatever they may be, 618-223-8384. And we always try to respond on the air. We begin today with a comment about contemporary praise and worship music in the church.
Hi, this is Bob from northeastern Vermont. Your recent Australian guest with his comments about praise and worship bring forth some points. First of all, we should retire the term worship leader in our churches, since, as your guest pointed out in Revelation, it's Jesus who leads the worship, not some pimply kid who can play a guitar. Second, why do we in confessional churches allow songs with Pentecostal theology, such as places like Hillsong, which feel that the way we can encounter God is through this emotional high we get from singing rather than from hearing the words and seeing and touching the sacrament? It's a Trojan horse which does not bring good things into our into our fellowships. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comment. Well, he's referring to a conversation we had about a week ago with Dr. John Kleinig on proper Christian praise, and I highly recommend the conversation to you. You can find it at our website under the Listen On Demand page, issuesetc.org. But his thought there that we should retire the term worship leader, I could not agree more. It's quite true. That's a term borrowed from, I don't even know where that's borrowed from. It's a term recently coined in Christianity, probably American Christianity. And he's quite right in pointing out that the qualifications for church worship leaders often amounts to nothing more than being able to play a guitar or a keyboard or hold a microphone without stammering and stuttering. In some churches, you have to be a very good-looking woman, too. If you've ever noticed, there is a proliferation of worship pastors who are nice-looking women who can also sing and hold a tune and keep some rhythm. But since when are those things qualifications for leading God's people in worship? Who leads our worship? It is God who leads our worship. It is not the beat of the drum. It's not the strum of the guitar. It's not the charisma of the singers or the praise team. Although, if you walk into the average big box church, you will very quickly get the impression that all of those things are the sum and substance of worship. One of the things that Dr. Kleinig pointed out so well is that the sum and substance of proper Christian praise is the proclamation of what God has done in Jesus Christ. The other point that the commenter makes is that it doesn't really fit our theology if we aren't Pentecostal to worship like Pentecostals. I would go even farther than that. I would say a church that isn't Pentecostal, that decides to worship like the Pentecostals, sing their songs with their theology, will eventually be a Pentecostal church. It's only a matter of time. How you worship shapes what you believe, and what you believe should really shape how you worship, don't you think?
This is Paul in Milwaukee. For what it is worth, regarding the Friday, February 12th broadcast on Faith and Reason, which in terms of historical development, of course, went to Scripture and then proceeded to Augustine, then on to Luther and beyond, that there was no mention of Thomas Aquinas. Aquinas, the sometime considered stupor mundi, wonder of the medieval world of thought, I understand put faith above reason because human reason is flawed and true God-given faith isn't. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, Paul, for the comment, and thanks for listening up in Milwaukee. We had a conversation with Dr. James Peters about faith and reason recently, and he has written a book that focused mainly on Augustine and Pascal, so not so much on Thomas Aquinas, although I'm pretty sure that the deficiency that Paul found in our conversation was due not to the fact that Dr. Peters didn't address the issue. It's I didn't ask about it. What's the proper relationship of faith and reason? A biblical understanding of the relationship between faith and reason. There's a couple places where you can go wrong. You can say that faith makes reason unnecessary. That's not what the Bible teaches. In fact, if that was the teaching of the Bible, we wouldn't have a Bible. We would just have direct revelation because it takes your reason to sit down and read a text like the holy text of Scripture. The fact that God has verbally inspired the text of the Bible tells us already that He wants us to employ our reason when we access this divine revelation. But reason is always servant, never master. When reason becomes master, then faith is confounded. Faith is always the queen, and reason is always her handmaiden. And where faith speaks and reason wants to argue, reason must bend the knee to what faith says. And faith is informed by God's word. So Paul talks about speaking words of prayer with his mind and having the mind of Christ and taking every thought captive to Christ. He doesn't have a low view of reason. It's fallen reason, and one day it will be restored along with our bodies, but it is always servant to faith and to God's revelation. Next, a show suggestion.
Yes, this is Herman calling. I have a topic of apologetic interest to you that is quite probably current and very interesting, if we might even use the term hot. Uh, Dr. Robbie Zacharias issued a new radio address on the media dealing with Richard Dawkins and the apologetics around science and atheism. It's quite impressive. I heard it this morning, and you may want to check it out. It was carried on KSIV FM at 8 this morning. I think it's going to be rebroadcast tonight and possibly Sunday morning, I believe, sometime in the morning. You can check their website for information or contact the Robbie Zacharias International Ministries about it. But it's really a new one. He's really got some very powerful insights in there. And he quotes from a professor, David Brzezinski, from France, who was interviewed on Ben Stein's movie Expelled. And Richard Dawkins' position doesn't look too good, shall we say. It's quite a piece to hear and what is presented on there. So in keeping up with the state of apologetics today, you may want to check that out or listen to it or even have Dr. Zacharias appear on the program regarding that. It's a very interesting piece. Thank you very much.
Herman, thank you very much. Now, that's one of the ways that we like our listeners to use the comment line, a show suggestion. We have lots of ideas here, obviously, but we could always use more. And when you run across something like that, and Dr. Zacharias has been a guest on Issues, Etc. many times, when you run across something like that, just give us a call, let us know. Leave your suggestions at our comment line anytime. It always picks up. 618-223-8384, the Issues, Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8384. And we try to respond as often as we can. When we come back from this break, we're going to spend the remainder of this Wednesday afternoon on Issues, Etc., talking about the day that it is, Ash Wednesday, and the season that begins today, the season of Lent. Is it a time to feel sorry for Jesus? Poor Jesus. He has to suffer for us. Or is it a time of celebration, reflection, repentance, and ultimately hope in what that Christ has accomplished for us? We'll be right back to talk about Ash Wednesday with Dr. Paul Grimm.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues, Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues, Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit the CLCC.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology, and we'd like to send you an Issues, Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues, Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues, Etc. bumper or window sticker.